Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's only a three-time platinum artist and songwriter, founder of Forever After Music and Dope Era Clothing. Follow him on Twitter, at Mr. Fab. He just put out a classic.
I got it.
It would be the one, the only, Son of a Pimp 2, and he joins us now. His daddy was on the first cover, Guru. His mom is on the second cover. Mr. Fab, congratulations on the album. I'm sure the past week or the past 3 or 4 days for you have been phenomenal.
Man, we've been getting a lot of love in the city, nationwide, actually, man. I got a chance to, you know, go out to New York and do a great press run in New York, and they've been showing a lot of love, man, and everything is starting to make sense, man. The analytics are reflecting hard work and dedication, and man, I'm just happy to be a part of it, man, to be put to some good music that resonates in the hearts of the people.
Yeah, man, you've been my dude for several years now, and you know, I downloaded the album the second that I got the chance, man, and I couldn't have been more impressed. The whole thing, front to back, like you said several times, something for everybody on there. So I just wanted to congratulate you on that, and for everybody listening, go check it out. You have my word. You have Zachariah's word.
Our word.
The album slaps front to back, and Guru's word on that. But Fabby Davis, Game 6. OKC, you did that crazy freestyle, which we'll play for the people here in a second. But what did you make of that game last night? Boy, the Splash Brothers showed up, and now Game 7 is going to be rocking tomorrow at Roracle.
Man, it was splash and dash, baby. It was splash and dash, man. We had a good time. We had a good time, and I enjoyed it so much, man. I enjoyed just the competitiveness. Ready? I enjoyed just the competitiveness of it, man, to watch all of those guys out there. Klay Thompson did a great job, man.
Hey, Fab, man. We talk about the Splash Brothers all the time. Steph Curry, you know, he deservingly so gets a lot of credit. But last night, to me, was Klay's coming out party. He did make third-team All-NBA. But you and I know, Fab, he guards the best player on the other team night in, night out. Do you think last night's performance and the 11 threes elevated his game nationwide?
I think everybody respects Klay Thompson's game. The consistency level is the only thing that's always been at question. But when you look at the reason why it's inconsistent and some of the reasons like that, as you alluded to, he guards the best player every night. Every night he goes out and he gives a great effort. He's been doing a great job of staying in the games. I'm not familiar with how many games that he's fouled out this year, maybe one or two. Don't quote me on that, but he's doing a great job guarding the best player on the other on the opposite team, man. And he's going out and he's giving a great balance shooting effort every night. Some nights he gets it going, some nights it's kind of streaky. But last night he definitely showed why they're called the Splash Brothers and not the Splash Brother. So he did a great job, man, last night, and it was he welcomed everybody to the Klay area.
Mr. Fab, follow him on Twitter at Mr. Fab three times.
That's a quotable. I don't want to hear y'all taking my quotable.
Oh, Fab,
we take all your stuff.
The Klay area.
We take all your stuff and then we don't pay you for it. But we're
I was clean.
Hey, Fabby, we're working on getting you a weekly segment. Lord knows I would love it. You know that. Mr. Fab, check out the album Son of a Pimp Part 2. Mama's on the cover, stunting in front of a Rolls Royce?
That's
Fabby?
Excalibur, man.
Okay.
Dope car.
All right, yeah. Check out the album, man. It's getting a lot of love. The sales have been fantastic. What's the last thing you got to? Top five on iTunes sales, Fabby?
Yeah, we touched top five, man. We're trying to get to number one. So to all the Warriors fans and the Dub Nation out there, man, make sure you go to iTunes right now and go get Son of a Pimp 2, man. The album features, you know, Kendrick Lamar, the Jack, Lupe Fiasco.
I Am Sue.
Several others, man.
Several.
Lupe Fiasco went on record yesterday and saying that was the last feature verse that he was ever doing, man.
Woo!
that was dope to be able to be blessed.
I
that,
see man. You. That was quit, definitely a quit bragging. Woo! You're already courtside. You're already the mayor of Oakland. Quit bragging, Mr. Fab. Let's talk about Game 7 tomorrow. My partner over here, you know him well, Mr. Guru over here. He says it's a foregone conclusion.
Oh, it's a wrap.
I'm a little bit more nervous than that. I know Oracle's going to be lit last night. They damn near sold out a viewing party last night, Mr. Fab. But when you look at Game 7 tomorrow, what are you expecting from your blue and gold?
No different than what we saw last night. Man, I want to go out with resilience. I want to go out and let them know, man, regardless of whatever's happening, we want to just play basketball. You know, we want to go play basketball, good basketball, and let good basketball may the best team win. I want to see it come alive for all of the people that, you know, that's out there that's playing. Because for all of the people, the Harrison Barnes to come alive. I want to be able to see Iguodala. See, one thing that was pivotal yesterday in the changing of that game, the dynamics changed when we came back off the second half, man. We came back in and they started Iguodala over Barnes. I think that got us going. That got us more in rhythm. That got things flowing. And small things like that, man, is one of the reasons why Steve Kerr was able to win Coach of the Year. Also why that coaching staff is one of the best coaching staffs to be able to recognize what needs to be tweaked, man, and not be afraid to do it. So they were able to tweak that. Then they also, instead of waiting to bring Steph in around 6-7 minutes in the fourth quarter, they brought him in about at the 9-minute mark, and he played all the way through, man. So those guys did a hell of a job coaching and implemented some great strategies to actually get us to that victory, man. So hopefully tomorrow we can see a few little mix-ups and changes, and having Bogut in the final minutes of that game will be pivotal as well, because he has to contribute like he did in Game 5 for us to be successful. Convincing victory or a slightly marginal victory, whatever it may be. We just want a victory.
Fab, just one quick album question. I consider myself a rap connoisseur, a hip-hop connoisseur, so I drive a lot. I drive to Sac and back a lot. I'm in the car, and I listen to albums. In regard to this album, man, it felt like I was on a journey. Like, you were just telling me about your life. Can you share with me and the listeners how long it took for you to put all this ingredients to where you had Son of a Pimp 2?
Well, I've been working on this album for about 4 or 5 years. The beauty with this album is I didn't chase a cadence. I didn't chase a popular sound, or I didn't fall into any fads or any trends that the rest of hip-hop is doing right now. I made an album with my friends for my friends. And when you do things like that, it's called being yourself. And the world loves people who are themselves. The world loves to identify with a regular person. That's why you have the success of a person like Steph Curry. Not only is he an exceptional basketball player and probably one of the most skill set individuals in the NBA with complete skill set, but he's a regular individual. When you see that guy, he just looks like a regular individual, man. And people can identify to him. He's a very family oriented guy. He's a good role model from the outside looking in. And he goes out every night, and he just does what he's supposed to do, man. I think with this album, I gave it from a regular point of view. I didn't want to be richer than nobody. I didn't want to say I'm realer than nobody. I didn't want to be like, oh, yeah, my story's more, you know, diverse and more complete than yours. I just gave him a regular guy's perception, and people can relate to that. So that's why it will resonate in the hearts of several individuals that don't have to rap. They don't have to be from the streets. They don't have to have a hard lifestyle. They can just understand that, man. Just live life. And this is what that album is about. This album definitely represents and embodies that regular day-to-day person struggle.
If you ever big-time me, Fab, I'll be upset. I've supported you from day one. You've given me love from day one. I will be in the building tomorrow. I'm going to track you down. I've also constantly tweeted out your ridiculous freestyles. Nobody blacks out Steph Curry-wise like you when it comes to the freestyles. We want to play a little bit for the people of your Warriors freestyle. Yes, with Sway. Go ahead and listen and relish in yourself. Blacking out and freestyling with Sway.
free. Nate Thurman and some other OGs. When I spit this game and I keep it 100, who you think will play for when he's caught up on it? Man, this shit's all good. It's the Splash Brothers. Dash and splash. Cash your ass. Smashing gas. Everybody know when this game goes sick. And I can't forget about the Warriors in 06. Baron Davis. Al Harrington. Steven Jack. Captain Jack was the realest on the team.
That's a fact.
Monte Ellis. I was mad when he got traded. But since Steph came in,
I can't hate it.
Baron Davis. Steve Kerr got 5 rings too. One with your team, boo. Or should I say 2? This how this thing do. I come through and ride through and everybody know it's true. Luke Walton going to the Lakers next year.
Hey, so he's gonna be a Faker next year. Mr. Fabby. We always appreciate it, man. Check it out on iTunes.
No, that's crazy, man. That freestyles went viral, man. 700,000 views on Facebook in 3 days, man. That's crazy.
But dude, how did Wilt come to your mind and say when he scored the 100? That's what uniform he had.
He said Thornton? Yeah. What did he say?
I don't know, man. My mind is clean. My mind is a labyrinth, man.
Yeah, it's
sometimes,
man.
I even get lost in the maze, man.
Oh, like, man.
Still the freestyle king. Check out the album. It is not a mixtape. It is a damn classic. And I told you, I cried on air, Mr. Fab, when the Jacka passed. I found out about that while I was on air. It hit me tough. And I know it hit you as well. That was your friend. And to me, this is your tear gas. This is your classic. It is a fantastic album. Anybody listening out there, go check it out. Son of a Pimp, part 2. Follow him on Twitter, at Mr. Fab. Always appreciate the time. Fabby, I'm working on the weekly segment. We'll get that in, man.
For sure, man. Most definitely, man. I thank you so much, man. And I'll see you tomorrow, man.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.